Elizabeth Elliot says, "I think we might divide up all the people in the world into two classes, the complainers and the thankful. Which are you? Which am I?" Welcome to Gateway to Joy, the challenging radio ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty and Passion and Purity, Learning to Bring Your Love Life Under God's Control. Helping you find joy in your Christian walk with the Savior today. Here's Elizabeth Elliot.
It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or dismayed. That promise given thousands of years ago by Moses to Joshua is for you and me today, for all who are willing to follow the Lord. The verse that I've just given you is from Deuteronomy 31:8. And this is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about a living sacrifice. And I'm aware that this is a heavy topic, and I'm going to give you some illustrations, one from my grandson, two from letters that I get. And I've been reading a good many letters to you recently, and I'm glad to be able to do that. I think that a lot of the things that I say are so, shall I say, heavy, difficult to understand. They require a mature spiritual understanding, unless they're illustrated in 20th century terms. And that's why I'm so grateful for the letters that you write, because very often they're right down my alley. So often as I'm preparing talks, exactly the letter that I need to illustrate the talk that I'm preparing comes in the mail. And so I'm going to give you two letters, but first of all, I want to tell you about my grandson, Walter. And I hope I don't talk about my grandchildren too much, but the oldest of the seven grandchildren is Walter Shepherd III, and he teaches swimming. He's an excellent swimmer. He's on the polo team in his high school in Southern California. And one of his pupils last summer was a two-year-old. Walter said that he spent 10 minutes of his lesson time trying to convince this two-year-old that if he were to fall into the water, it's not an extremely healthy idea for him to sit on the bottom of the pool with a big grin on his face, which at this time he does. Now that child is going to learn nothing unless he surrenders himself to the will of his teacher. And that will is for the little boy's good. And so it is with God. You and I will not learn the lessons that God wants to teach us. We will not advance in the spiritual life without surrendering ourselves to the will of our teacher. Hebrews 12 says, God corrects us all our days for our own benefit to teach us his holiness. Now, obviously, no chastening seems pleasant at the time. It is, in fact, unpleasant. Yet when it is all over, we can see that it has produced the fruit of real goodness in the characters of those who have accepted it in the right spirit. That's the end of the quotation from Hebrews 12. Now there's the crucial condition. Acceptance in the right spirit. One of the aspects of being a living sacrifice is acceptance. God gives us things which we don't think of as gifts necessarily. When I was single for all those years waiting for Jim Elliot, I had a gift that I did not really relish. It was the gift of singleness. I had certainly never thought about singleness very much until I fell in love with somebody and wanted to be anything but single. And I certainly had never thought of singleness as a gift. But in 1 Corinthians 7, I am told that marital status is a gift. If you're married, thank God for the gift of marriage. If you're single, thank God for the gift of singleness. If you're a widow, and twice I have had to learn this lesson, thank God for widowhood. This is part of the acceptance that is involved in the principle of making my body a living sacrifice. I have to accept the circumstances of my life. Now I have two letters here, one from a single woman who is happy, and one from the wife of an alcoholic and adulterous husband. She's happy too. Why? I think you'll get the point in both letters. The first, the single woman, she says, "I'm a single female, 32 years old, and have never been married as yet. But this area of singleness has been committed to the Lord. And I know if it is His will, He will provide that special mate for me in His right time. In the meantime, He is my faithful companion. And I know He will take care of me and direct me as He knows best. I was very blessed by your program on singleness, and it helped me understand my single state much better. Since that program aired, I do not question my single status. I know He is in control. I ordered your book, A Path Through Suffering, to give me some insight on suffering and how the Lord uses it in our lives. I have suffered much over the years, but God has been great and has truly blessed me in so many ways that I often become tearful when I think of how He has blessed. But with those blessings has come much pain and spiritual growth. I come from a broken family. My dad was an alcoholic. My life has seen immorality. I was abused from age 8 to 19, mostly emotionally rather than sexually, though that existed as well. I was saved at age 19, and what an experience my life has been since then. The Lord delivered me out of the immorality and abuse. I went through a time of 1.5 years of intense counseling in my late 20s as I had become very depressed and suicidal, but my Lord reached down and showed me a more perfect love than any I have ever known before or will know until glory. One of the greatest things I learned from my counselor, the Lord provided her a special gift free of charge, was that I had to change my view of God. I was seeing Him on the same level as man, and there is no comparison, for my Lord is far greater and loves me more than anyone in this life ever can. Once I was able to see that, then the Lord healed my broken spirit and life and is making something beautiful of my life. He has given me a lifetime verse, which I have found very appropriate, Philippians 4:13, which I have claimed often. My life is dedicated to Jesus Christ, and I know He will never forsake me. I don't know what the future holds for me, but I know who holds the future. Elizabeth, if at any time you can use this letter to help or encourage someone else, I hope you will. It is amazing what God can do if we but let Him work. Thank you for your testimony and witness for Jesus Christ daily through Gateway to Joy. And then this other letter from the wife whose husband is alcoholic and adulterous. She says, I've never written you till now, but I feel compelled by the Holy Spirit to share some of my experiences with you in the hopes that some radio listeners might be helped by the Lord. This year is my 20th year in Christ and soon to be my 26th wedding anniversary with the same man, but yet a new man. Over 20 years of my marriage was very unhappy. I searched for Christ in all the wrong places, and sadly enough, I was a lost and baptized church member and was well on my way to becoming a prostitute when the Lord saved me in 1971. The Lord transformed my life by His marvelous grace and has been with me over 20 years of living with an adulterous and alcoholic husband. I imagine I've cried a river of tears over the years. But God's grace has been sufficient to carry me through, and the verse that sustained me was in Psalms that says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And that is the miracle that God has performed in my marriage within the past few years. My circumstance has changed, and even though my husband is still an alcoholic, he is a very wonderful, caring, sensitive man. It had been years since he went to church with me, and for years I had nagged him. But God was patient and kind with me and forgave me, and I found that a soft answer does turn away wrath. So on the day before Mother's Day this year, I told my husband that for Mother's Day, I'd like for him to come to church with me more than anything else. And he looked at me in surprise, and I said, well, I can dream, can't I? And you guessed it, he went. Here recently, we had gotten into it, quote unquote, on a Saturday, and he stormed out saying, I am not going to church with you tomorrow. And I wanted to snap back and say, you weren't going for the right reason anyway, or you would go. But God grabbed my heart and tongue and said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. So I kept my mouth shut and was sweet to him when he returned. And there's no way I could respond in this manner without the supernatural power of Christ in my life. So there's another testimony to the supernatural power of Christ. We cannot do it without His help. But never forget that we can do it with His help. To go on with her letter, she says, God blessed my obedience because my husband did go to church with me, and he's promised to go with me again this Sunday. I know in my heart that he is very close to a recommitment of his life to Christ. God knows I've recently read The Spirit-Controlled Woman by Beverly LaHaye, and I've recently given my all to Christ. Please encourage your listeners that one can serve Christ under any circumstances. For my husband was an alcoholic, adulterous, verbally abusive husband for over 20 years, and only being an alcoholic applies to him now. I don't put him down, though, because he is a good father to our two sons and a great husband, and I love him with all my heart today. Is God in the miracle business, one may ask? You betcha, is my reply, because I am a miracle. Our marriage is a miracle. And my husband will be a miracle totally in Christ's perfect time. I've written this poem in honor of our 26th anniversary on June 19th to my dearest husband. Can you believe we've been married for 26 years? Days filled with laughter, heartaches, and tears. There was plenty of sunshine in spite of the rain, a mixture of joy and sorrow and pain. We've both made mistakes and have learned from each one that marriage takes work and it's not all laughter and fun. I stayed by your side when the going got rough, when others would say, haven't you taken enough? I wouldn't listen. I know deep within that to give up on our marriage would be more sorrow and sin. Our love for each other, I believed all along, would only take time to be healthy and strong. So to God I prayed, thy will be done. He answered that prayer and made our lives one. Can you rejoice with that dear wife? I can. What does God want to do in your life? Can you trust Him?
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. And ladies, we can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.